laid off, and then he has the gall 12 years later, with the economy and the state it's in, to turn around and say, if you want to support American workers, you've got to buy our cars. So here's a little song about truth in advertising. This car was assembled in part right here on American soil. So spending your tin on some cheap foreign import makes General Motors oil boil. Components were carefully gathered from factories foreign and far, then assembled right here by American robots. Hey, that's an American car. Buy this American car. Buy this American car. It has waited so long, it has traveled so far. Buy this American car. Do you think you could sing that? Buy this. It's like you've heard it. Buy this American car. It has waited so long, it has traveled so far. Buy this American car. Now the steel was all made in Japan, then pressed into shape in Botswana. For the engine they pay 20 pesos a day to some worker in South Tijuana. The ignition's Korean, the tires are French, the bumpers from Botany Bay. Then uniting these nations, they use automation. Ain't that the American way? Hey, buy this American car. Buy this American car. It has waited so long, it has traveled so far. Buy this American car. These robots deserve your support. Their work ethic's really inspiring. They don't mind the lack of a benefits package. They don't even think of retiring. And they don't go on strike for a raise. And they don't ask for colas or perks. They show up every day and they work without pay for the guy who gets pay without work, who is singing, buy this American car, buy this American car. It has waited so long, it has traveled so far, buy this American car. And in there among all the robots, you'll still find a worker or two. They're feisty, they're human, they're true to their union, they're true to the red, white, and blue. But the marketing moguls of Motown are true to the green dollar sign. They flaunt it, they fake it, they don't care who makes it as long as it rolls down the line. And then they lobby for quotas on Saabs and Toyotas. They scream, foreign labor unfair. Well, I've got more in common with blue-collar foreigners than any American millionaire. There have always been men who sold snake oil with blather and bluster and brag. Still, the worst of these chiselers don't bolster their business by wrapping themselves in the flag. If they want to sell us the stars and the stripes, let them put all their cards on the table. And let's see some jobs in the US of A, or let's see some truth on the label. No more singing, come on now. Buy this American car. Buy this American car. It has waited so long, it has traveled so far. Buy this American car. I have a son who's traveled around with me through most of the time that I've been doing my work as a performer, and he's going into his senior year in high school this year, and I would pay a lot of money for a gallon of gasoline before I'd see him go to the Mideast to keep pumps the prices low at the pump. I was in Washington some years back on Veterans Day when they dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and here's a song about what I saw there that day. Thank you. silently marching in ragged formation, winding in wheelchairs to the cadence of canes, making their way past the half-empty viewing stand, a solemn procession on one last campaign. 58,000 names etched in black granite are calling in grim monotone to the stern soldiers seeking an end to their journey. They've been trying for years to come home, come home, come home. You weary, come home, home from the long ago, far away battlefield, home from the nightmares, the flashbacks to hell, home from the psycho wards, skag shooting galleries, home from the death rows and the dark prison cells, home to a country in need of a healing. We're waiting for you to come home. Jimmy Mahoney served his hitch in the Navy, stayed up late last night, wrote these words on a sign. No more wars, no more lies, no more memorials. Wears it around his neck, marching in line. A Vietnam mariner carries his albatross, telling his tale to atone for the sins of a nation that seems to have lost its way. Jimmy, can you take us back home? Come home, come home, you who are weary. Come home, home from the battlefields where we still fight today, home from the bottomless, treacherous mud, home from the oil fields, the coffee plantations, home from the diamond mines glistening with blood, home to a country in need of redemption, trying to find a way home. Down at the monument, tolling the alphabet, faces reflecting in the dark polished stone, hoping you can't find the names that you know are there, names of the friends that will never come home. And though no one speaks of it, searching the list of names, you can't help but look for your own. And when you don't find it, you turn away silently. It's time to be heading back home. Come home, come home, you who are weary, come home, home to a country in need of a healing. We're waiting for you to come home. I'll do one more number, and I don't know, I imagine our MC will be back to tell you what to do. She already has told you to go to the Augusta store, and I think that's excellent advice. I think I might do that myself. But before I do, I hope you'll join me in singing this last song. It's a song about letting go of all the things that seem so important in the moment.
the status quo, things as we know them. Because as long as we're holding on to, you know, the price tags and the paychecks, we don't have the opportunity to reach out for things that we all know in our best hearts, the things that are more important in life, like a way of living and working together in this world that nourishes and sustains life rather than an economy that's built on the death of others. We have that too often. So it's called Our Life is More Than Our Work. And the second line is, our work is more than our jobs. And if you can get those two lines, we'll get through the song just fine. Look all around you, say, look all around you. See all there is just to be alive about. Look all around you at the people around you. See all there is just to being alive. Oh, our life is more than our work. And our work is more than our jobs. That was your part. Our life is more than our work. And our work is more than our jobs. Time, clocks and bosses, investments and losses. How can we measure our living in numerals? Time, clocks and bosses, investments and losses. How can we measure our life in these ways when our life is more than our work? And our work is more than our jobs. Oh, sing it, our life is more than our work. And our work is more than our jobs. Think how our life could be, feel how our life could flow, if just for once we could get into letting go. Think how our life could be, feel how our life could flow, if just for once we could let ourselves go. To know our life is more than our work, and our work is more than our jobs. Don't you know that our life is more than our work, and our work is more than our jobs. So let go what holds you back. Close your eyes, take a dive. We've got a universe and we gotta keep alive. Let go what holds you back. Close your eyes, take the dive. We've got a universe, it's fighting to live. Oh, our life is more than our work. Keep singing about life, because our life, you know it's so much more than our work could ever be in work. Don't you know we got a lot of work to do, more than any job. Can you sing about life that is so precious, that we have so much more hard work to do for it? The work that you know we gotta do is more than our. Keep singing about life, yes, life. It is so much more than our work could ever be in work. Oh, there's such work to do, more than any job. And we are here for life, and it's precious to me. So much more than our work could ever be in work. Oh, there's work to do, and it's more than our job.
Very much.
And now take a breather, take a short break, move around a little bit, about 20 minutes, come back, and we'll do the second half of the show.